another episode of Crafting an Image. My name is James Scheffel, and this is episode 3. It's been a while since I recorded the podcast, and now I'm back to talk about all sorts of things in line of digital marketing, also production and podcasting and all those sorts of things. And with me is DJ
Moss Precious.
Are you whispering in that microphone?
I liked it.
Can we all hear you?
Yes, you can hear me wonderfully.
Love it. So where I'm at today is a recording studio, and I don't know what to call this building. I'll just say that it's at the place where it says CALC. It's like a small college for IT and nursing. And in that building, it says on the side, it says Dennis Dugan. It's got a big old thing that says Remax, Dennis Dugan on the side of it. But inside the building, besides those two colleges, there's all sorts of open space that's in here. And I'm going to talk about the open space inside here as well as where I'm at now. I'm at a place called Alternative Office Space, which is in East Alton. So we're going to talk about office spaces and what we're going to be able to do with those office spaces and what we would like you to do if you're a business owner looking to find a place where you can unwind, relax, and actually do work instead of listening to dogs and cats at home.
Meow.
So let's go ahead. We'll go ahead and return in just a moment with Crafting an Image right here. I'm James Scheffel with the Image Craft Agency, and I've got
DJ Moss Precious
with your company called
MPP Studios.
We'll be back in a moment. Hello, this is James Scheffel, and this is Crafting an Image. This is my podcast, episode 3, and today is a special event. It's a special moment because it's been, I feel like it's been probably about a month and a half or so or more since I had the last podcast talking about billboards and how you should not try to do production in a lesser manner when you're trying to do a billboard, because it's really important to make sure that your image is out there and that everybody wants to see your image and that it's big and it's loud and it's important. But you don't want to have somebody who's got their arms folded on a billboard and he looks all grumpy. That's what we talked about last time. And so we're winding forward with episode 3. And my name is James Scheffel, and I have with me
DJ Moss Precious.
She's here. This is her studios, and I found her about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago or so.
Yes.
And I noticed that inside this building, which we talked about a while ago, it's right next to Alton Square. It is completely fabricated into a podcast studio. She's got all the equipment here. She's got the microphone. She's got the soundboard. She's got the screens. She even has a green screen in case you want to come over and do a podcast. It looks like you're on a beach like I would.
Yes.
And there's all sorts of other equipment around here, too.
So shout out to the owners, Chris and Justin.
That's the Swifts, right?
Yeah, that's the Swifts. They are turning this building into a different, like you said, sections. We got the work city and we got the art spaces.
Right.
Art spaces. Art spaces are for more of a production, podcasting, artistry, anything dealing with art and creativity. On the work city side, it's more of a more physical, anything work related.
Right.
So I was asked actually to help them decide on how to do that, if they should, if it was a good idea. And I said, yeah. So if you're going to keep all the art on one side, all the work on one side, you have one big community of people that love to do what they do.
And then you have a center area, which is a conference room.
A conference room.
Probably get together and collaborate.
Yes. And that was something I also pitched to them as well. So, yes, we have a conference room in the middle that is open to anybody that rents office space or occupy office space here. And yeah, we got that free Wi-Fi. Secured.
Mm-hmm.
All that good jazz.
Mm-hmm. And the thing I notice about this area, which is I'm excited about myself from being in the Riverbender building, which is a it's built off of a digital platform. So Riverbender.com mm-hmm. with John Hendrick over there has built a digital network, if you will, for advertising. And it's kind of, you know, it's cutting edge, definitely for the area. It's something that I've always noticed about John. He's just that way. And he just recently produced, and I don't want to talk all about John on this one, but he just recently came out with like 3 to 5 new radio stations that are all digital based online on the computer and has new music formats to the area that we have
never
heard in this area mm-hmm. that's specifically geared toward this, which is called the Riverbend area. And I came from there only because I thought that I could probably go home and handle my office at home. And this is for those of you who are probably at home trying to do office work at home, or you're during the COVID age and you're just like, I'm not sure what to do. I've been at the house for so long. I don't know where to go. I've started my own business and I'm not going to go back to the corporate world. What am I going to do? So I think this is kind of for you today with this podcast, because Riverbender has a setup over there that's a lot of small office spaces, and there's conference rooms and there's coffee and all sorts of other things. But what I want to talk about today is I've moved to alternative office space, which is in East Alton. And I know that this place is booming already. I think that this place has a lot to do with what I've seen in St. Louis, which is there's a place in St. Louis. I'm not going to tell you who they are because I'm going to give them too much credit.
Yeah, and they're not sponsoring the show yet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I'm going to just call it the media space. That's what I'm going to call it, the media space. Okay, so over there, there's a collaboration of office space, and there's some artists and musicians, and there's creatives. And then plus there's a bit of the office type structure going on there too. So I kind of liken this to that. This is what this place reminds me of that. So instead of going to St. Louis to go get that experience, you can do it right here in Alton.
Right here in Alton by Alton Square Mall. Yes, yeah. Sir.
And now where I'm at, where I went to, is I went from Riverbender to the house. It was for about two and a half months or so, and it drove me crazy. Just like before, you know, I don't have dogs, but the cats were very annoying, bouncing off walls, scratching furniture. You know, I just couldn't concentrate. And then there was a time that I got very angry with my computer. I don't know if this is before or after, but there was a time I got really angry with my computer. I said a couple choice words. My daughter was in the other room. I had no idea she was there. I was like,
oh, no.
Oops. I just educated her with a lot of new language.
Yes.
And so I thought to myself, I wouldn't be like that with my laptop somewhere else, you know, in an area where I can get comfortable.
Comfortable.
So alternative office space just opened up at the beginning of May. A lot of office spaces in there to the left and the right as you come in. And then there's a community area, which is something that this area I don't think has ever seen before. And I've been to, there's a place called Covo in St. Louis. Now it's named something else. It used to be off of 4th Street in downtown. There is a couple other office spaces in St. Louis. The names just kind of escape me right now, but they're very similar to where you come in there, you plop down with your laptop and you start working, and that's how it works. And then you find people that you know, and you start collaborating with them, talking to them about what you're doing and what projects you have. And it's a cool environment where people just work together. And that's what's happening at East Alton now. I'm going to go ahead and take a breather. We're going to take a breather. We're going to take a break. This is Crafting an Image, and my name is James Sheffel with the Image Craft Agency. We'll be back in a moment. welcome back to Crafting an Image. My name is James Scheffel, the owner of the Image Craft Agency. And Image Craft Agency, what we do is digital marketing, creative, and marketing development. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to the website at imagecraftagency.com. That's imagecraft with a K. I know I did that on purpose, and that likes to torture all sorts of people. They say, what? It's not a C, it's a K. Yes, it is. It's imagecraftagency.com. Go over there today. You can also go to the page at the very bottom. It's called Calendly. I pronounced that correctly. You can log on to Calendly right there and book an appointment with me. 1 hour, absolutely free for the first time. So you can talk to me about all sorts of stuff about your business and what you're doing with your marketing. So with me is Most Precious. Is that how I say it?
Yes, you can say Most Precious, DJ Most Precious, International Most P, all in me.
Okay. And then you've got MPP Studios.
MPP Studios, Most Precious Promotions Studios.
That's basically, like, there needs to be a song there.
It is. OPP, you down with OPP? MPP? Yep. See? That is definitely in the motion. I don't want to copyright or have any issues with, you know, Naughty by Nature.
You're down with MPP and you just create something else out of it.
Yep, and yeah, I definitely will. Hey, maybe I could come to you to do that whole voiceover thing. Look at this.
Sure.
But yeah, you're here with me at MPP Studios, the full service radio and podcasting studio. The production, every aspect of media, we have it all compiled in our studios. We have Studio One and Studio Two, and working on Studio Three, which is going to be a range of movements, production, everything you could think of. Yeah, that's okay. Me. That's me here with Image Craft Agency.
And then, so what is your services like? Because I'm here on a barter. No, I'm kidding.
But we're bartering, everybody. You got to barter. I'm just kidding. In life.
I'm actually paying for this time.
Yes.
I'm putting you in here so I get a discount, right?
Of course.
Sure.
You're getting an hour free. No, I'm just playing.
Exactly. That's your special right now, right?
Yes. 1 hour. Buy one, get one free hour.
Okay. So you get 2 hours for the price of one.
For the price of one. Very cool. It's kind of like the grand opening special. And just like you said, you build, they should come. So that's the motivation to get them to come.
I love the setup here, by the way. I came from professional radio, and the way you have this set up is the microphones with the arm and the microphone off the arm. That's the best way I can put it. I don't know how else to describe that, but there are arms hooked onto this desk, and at the end of the arms are these microphones. And just like a radio studio, in the same way, is right here.
Yes, right here.
It's amazing. You know how much these studios used to cost?
A lot more than a lot of people think.
Almost $1 million, I think.
Yes.
At least I feel that way.
Yes.
I heard they used
to cost. That's the ideal for any small business. You want to shop big, but on a budget, you know? So you get the top-notch quality and bring that $1 million feel. Mm-hmm. And what we have here is definitely that. Definitely. I wanted to come out with a bang, so I got the top equipment, Rodecaster, Rode mics,
right,
top notch monitors, everything, TV, everything, just to give that $1 million feel.
And you came up with this idea, this business idea, out of the background of touring on
cruise ships. I'm a cruise ship DJ, right. And I got furloughed because of COVID, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna take a leap. I'm going to leap out. I've been in business for 11 years with Most Precious Promotions and Productions. And I'm like, I've never really tapped into the production side of my company.
Right.
And this is what the production side is. And here is MPP Studios, which is still Most Precious Promotes.
Right. In my background, I've been in marketing for 25 years. But then I was over at Spectrum Reach, which is the local branch of Charter Communications.
Okay.
So that's what they do, is they sell advertising across the St. Louis area, and they do it across the country too. St. Louis is nothing special. There's nothing. All sorts of cities that do the same thing. And I was over there and I produced all the local commercials. And there are a couple of those samples if you go to my website, which is something that I was able to do because you can't like take commercials with you as right. You're working at the company. They're like, no, you cannot take those commercials. What I found is there were enough businesses out there that love my commercials enough to post them on Facebook and post them on YouTube and post them in all sorts of areas once they got them, that I found them. Eventually I found them. And then I think I probably have maybe 50% I still have to find out there. I just haven't taken the time to get all of them. But that's kind of the same situation with me, is I got to a point where I'm like, you know, I've had image craft agency before, and I thought I'm going to go ahead and jump into this a little bit more seriously, because the difference between before I started Charter or Spectrum Reach is the digital world wasn't as strong as it was after. I mean, digital world in terms of social media, because social media became like not only posting, but advertising. So I came from an advertising background. I thought, what if I took the same concept from where I was at and then took and produced this, these commercials for social media? It's perfect timing.
Yes. Because
Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
Snapchat,
LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitch,
all of them have advertising now. And, you know, I'm just getting ready to do a campaign for a local photographer, as long as they sign on the dotted line, that we're going to do some commercials on Facebook and Snapchat. And Snapchat's exciting because their target market is, 17, 18 year olds. I would have done TikTok, but guess what, everybody? TikTok is a $500 minimum just to advertise on TikTok. So
wow,
pull out of that.
Didn't need to know. Didn't know that, y'all. Here we go. Fun facts.
Yeah. So what we were going to talk about right now, and that was a long-winded conversation. I think that it was my fault.
No, it's supposed to be a good conversation.
What are the benefits of being here at this office space that you're at? And what is exactly, this is like center, what is this address here? Something
200 North Center Drive.
Yes.
It's very secluded and, you know, inclusive.
Yes.
That's why you won't know what's inside unless you know somebody here or you're looking to obtain a space.
Oh. It's like a speakeasy.
It's like a speakeasy. Like, you definitely won't know if it's here. And I'm the type of person that don't really want to have major advertisers on the outside of a building because of the industry that we're in. And some things, some people want privacy. Like, I prefer privacy, which is one of the benefits, to go into your question about the benefits of being here. The fact that it's by a popular area, it's off of Homer Adams Parkway, it's behind the Alton Square Mall, it's like right across from the new theater. They got the NEG Cinema. So it's in a elevated area with a lot of common. You got hotels right next door. So if y'all bring people in, they've got a show in this town, they can go to the hotel, they come to the podcast. It was just a convenient location for me. But I'm from St. Louis, and right. I have family from Alton. I have a really historical family connection to Alton. I'm like, let me do it. I don't live that far, so I'm like, why not get that, go across the bridge, get that out-of-town experience for a traveler like me.
Right.
I love being able to say I'm going to the office and it be in Alton, and I'm in St. Louis. So that's the benefits.
And I think that's exciting, I mean, because there's a lot of people in the St. Louis area that tend to not want to cross bridges for some reason.
It's yes.
Like the river has got some kind of strange
like claw on people. Yeah. Like, if you cross, you're going to get snatched or something. Like, it's just, you cross, you're going to drown. Not to say that. That's figuratively, y'all.
Right.
But, yeah.
And that's a side note, by the way. There is something coming up at the end of July that a group that I'm a part of in St. Louis, we're going to put together a meeting specifically for video production, film production within the Illinois area.
Okay.
We're not talking about St. Louis. We're talking about Illinois.
I want in on that. Yeah. Can you send me an invite in advance?
Right, like, right. Well, it's going to be at the end of next month, and it'll probably be at the AOS. What I found at Alternative Office Space, or AOS, is this is an old shopping center. I don't know if you have any memory of Eastgate Plaza. Eastgate Plaza, years ago, I mean, I'm talking about years or years ago, because in the 1970s, long time ago, when I was very, very young, there used to be called the JCPenney Outlet, right? That was right there. JCPenney Outlet later on went to Jamestown Mall.
Which no longer exists.
Just no longer exists. But luckily, East Alton, Eastgate Plaza still exists. Now, for a long time, that entire strip, that entire mall had maybe one or two stores in it. Because after a while, things just really went south. And the movie theater has stayed there the whole time, which is amazing to me. I like the fact that the movie theater has stayed so long to be a part of that community. But so at one point, Julia's came in probably about 14 years ago. Julia's became like the diamond in the rough. It was the highlight of that area because at first people were like, what is this all about? Why is this really fancy looking place in the middle of this, you know, strip mall that was falling apart? And I just love the innovation and the thinking, the, what is that? Fourth thought.
Yeah.
We'll have to edit that one.
No, it's the fourth thought.
Yeah.
It's the thought after number three.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that the Kennedys had such a vision for the place. And then, so Julia is the one that, her name is Julia's. It's on the place. It's an event center. And if you walk inside, it's like fountains and it's just got this amazing cruise ship like appearance.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think of it. I just didn't think about it. I just made the connection just now. And so there's rooms off the left and right. And you can rent them. I had a class reunion there a number of years ago. Mm. And so that was like the highlight. So eventually what happened is they came in and bought the rest of it out. I guess after it went up for sale or something. I'm not sure the whole story about that. I can't tell you. But then Todd, who was the architect innovator there, he decided to renovate all that area and create space for all sorts of businesses. And so the thought came in is that he wanted to create a like a family slash fitness slash wellness slash entertainment area, I think, is what he really went for, because he had told me that he wanted to make sure that it was somewhere that people had fun. Okay. And that's what he did. He created this area. Now, there is an axe throwing business there. Really? I mean, you could throw an axe at a wall. There's an ice cream shop, which is amazing. Yummy. They make their own ice cream.
Yummy.
Then there's also like some places like some healthcare type places. There's a yoga place. There's a tan place. There's a couple of restaurants there. One's a Mexican restaurant and one is a bar and grill. And
you're making me hungry.
Yeah, they're all good. And then there's another business that is going to be one to trick out your car that's coming in there.
Trick out your car.
Yeah, like there used to be a show on MTV called Trick My Ride.
Or Pimp My Ride or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a place over there that's in East Alton now, but they're going to move to that plaza. And so that's opening up real soon. But the most recent opening is Alternative Office Space or AOS. And if you haven't gotten a chance to look at it, drop on by and take a look. It's just amazing. It's just kind of like Julia's, the same concept. It's one of those things that you don't expect. You walk in there and it's just this big open area with plants in the middle. There's office space on either side. There's a community area with tons of chairs. In the back, there is the Roku TVs. There's four different TVs that have four different channels you can play at the same time if you're really bored. there's a area for your lunch or your dinner if you want to stay late. And then there's like all these throwback video games. Ms. Pac-Man, Pac-Man,
oh, so arcade-like games.
Dig Dug.
Ooh.
Mappy.
I just want to go for that right now.
Right. And so that's the place to unwind. That's the unwind place. And then otherwise, with the membership, all that's included. And, of course, there's a little bit of beverage there, too. Adult beverage for with membership.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you said membership?
Yeah, you have to have membership to have the adult beverage.
A benefit, everybody, of AOS. Mm-hmm. AOS, Alternative Office Spaces. Yes.
All right, well, that's what I'm going to talk about for now. We've told your benefits. I actually haven't covered all the stuff this includes, so we'll be back in a moment and talk a little bit more about it, okay? We'll be back. Hi, this is James Sheffel with the Image Craft Agency. This podcast is called Crafting an Image. This is episode number 3, and I have no idea. I have not even titled this thing yet. We'll just call it episode 3.
Episode 3, everybody.
Episode 3. We were just talking about office spaces, and you might not be too excited. You're like, oh my gosh, office spaces. What's the greatest part about office spaces? Well, office space is part of your foundation. It's just as important as putting together a marketing plan, a business plan, and you know, where are you going to carry out those plans? You can't just, you can actually go to Edwardsville and go to Wi-Fi like I did a couple months ago. I sat in the park. It's called the Airplane Park. You can get Wi-Fi in the Airplane Park. I don't know what to call it because everybody knows it as Airplane Park in Edwardsville. You go in the park, you get on the Wi-Fi and do your business. Yeah, it was fun. I sat there at the picnic table and I did some work at the picnic table and you know, got done and left. And I think that day I took a walk and it's cool. But, you know, where, but other than that.
I just want to know, how did you feel sitting in that park on your Wi-Fi, taking in that scenery, that breeze? How was that?
Luckily, I didn't fall asleep. So where are you going to do your business? Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right either.
That didn't. I just wanted you to repeat it so people could hear it as well.
So what are you going to do to get your business done? How about that? Do you have a place to be? Is it going to allow you to be focused? Is it going to allow you to be creative? I think both of these places where we're at, I think are pretty creative, as well as even Riverbender downtown. I will not say anything negative about Riverbender. It was a great place to be. I just was going to get away from it to go home. And then I started looking for other places when I realized I couldn't stay home to do my work at home. I researched this place. I researched Riverbender again, and I also looked at this alternative office space or AOS. I just kept getting excited and more excited about it because every time I went in there, I'm like, ooh, it's almost done. And so that's where I was at. I just kept watching the office.
The progress.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing for me because when DFS moved out of this building, I was the first one that moved in after they moved out. So same as you, like I'm here as the elevation is happening, and it's like a kid in a candy store, like, oh my God, I was just the only one in dark hallways. Now I got 4 or 5 neighbors, and they just keep growing. So, yeah, it's a good feeling. So I know where you stand.
We're looking for neighbors, too, of course.
Yes, we all are. We love neighbors. Neighbors, friends. What? You don't know that song?
What song?
Friends, how many of us? No, I'm just playing.
No, I don't know that song.
Friends, Houdini. But no, that's your
podcast. So you're the advantage of... like here, because I've got like a script here that I just read, you know, like 30 minutes ago for this commercial that I just did. By the way, that's something I should mention. I know I already mentioned it first, but if you see the AOS or alternative office space commercial, that is something produced by the Image Craft Agency and voiced right here at your studio.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've got the footage that it's in my Sony. It was in my Sony. It went to my phone and now it's uploaded to my big drive. So it'll be edited hopefully by tomorrow night. And this podcast hopefully will be edited soon. I don't know when that's going to be.
Cause it'll be soon.
Going to be busy. But your, what's like the smaller benefits? And we know the big benefits here. What's the smaller benefits?
You get that humbleness. You get the honesty. You get the flexibility. You get the integrity. You get the diversity. Oh, my God. Let me keep adding words. You get... That person that will, like, really treat you like they care. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really big on caring and being authentic and honest. Mm-hmm. So, because of that purity, you get that. Plus, you get to come here and be fun, create, curate with a person who understands, a creative person.
Right.
Because that is a whole nother community of people. Like, if you don't understand a person in our art space, how can you tend to them? How can you really support them and... you know, encourage their vision that they have.
Right.
So here we are at Image Craft Agency. Here we are at MPP Studios, and we have 2 different people from 2 different worlds, but believe in the same complementary services.
Right.
You do amazing voiceover work. I'm honored to even have the option to be the one who's producing it right now with you. and also being invited on your podcast here on the spot.
Yeah, so it was on the spot.
I am so honored to get that opportunity, and major congrats and major salutations to Image Craft. Yeah,
thank you.
Image
coming from the radio background. Radio background was often like that. You just grab people, you know. You don't have a radio show, you just grab people and you bring them in. Hey, I want to talk to you about
whatever. I'm going to roll this fish. But this, you know, first thing,
that's what made radio great. It's like somewhere along the line, they got really overproduced and like not creative.
I say watered down. Yeah. I really say got watered down.
But. And then like now, you know, now we're not playing music right now, but then they started doing music and they started doing the same music over and over again. They didn't have the flexibility of the DJ being able to select some of the music,
because
it used to be the DJ would hear some song and go, this is going to be big. You know, when I started in radio, it was still like that. When I was at the college radio station, we were like, make me old.
Never.
But we were playing like, you know, the Nirvana for the first time. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be huge. When we played Smells Like Teen Spirit and Come As You Are, I mean, Come As You Are was my favorite. That was the first one I played. And back then they had a CD that said, if you play it, say it. You had to say that you were playing CD, because back then they were still playing albums. They were still playing vinyl at the time. This is like 1991. They were still playing vinyl at the radio stations.
Wow.
Yeah. It was bizarre. There were probably press copies of vinyl of Nirvana and all that stuff. And it's like, man, if I could still have that album. First press of Nirvana.
Wow.
Anyway, so with Alternative Office Space, I'm going to keep flipping this pen around. Alternative Office Space, or AOS. I can tell you that this really is for anybody who wants to just take a shot at trying to find their way in their own business. And if it's not something you want to do full time, it doesn't have to be. It could be something part time, because here's the thing. AOS is like flexible hours. You can get in there anytime you want with your pass card. And you've got a secure area, you've got well-lit lot, you've got the bar down the way, which is open till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, which there's always people out. So let's say, for instance, you bring some people over, you have a business meeting at the conference room after hours, even at 7 o'clock, and you get yourself a deal. Then you go over to JJ Thermos and you have yourself some after... Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm actually thinking about doing this coming up. I haven't decided if it's going to be Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Tuesday. I want to start doing a networking meeting at AOS.
Let's do it.
Where we bring in people who are small business owners, community people that want to have a business meeting, network, and try to trade referrals and stuff like that. And then afterward, go to JJ Thermos. Because Tuesday, I'll just say, it's a really special day when it comes to bottles of adult beverage.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep plugging them, but I have nothing to do with anything about their place, but I'll tell you what, I love that place. Anyway, so you get the Wi-Fi there too. You get a business mailbox. I like the fact you get a business mailbox here too. I remember seeing that when the Swifts showed me this place.
That was something I suggested as well.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So they have package printing and notary services. So this is basically package services, printing services, and notary services at AOS. After hour access, I already mentioned that. There's a kitchenette there. And when I say the place to unwind, we already talked about, there's video games, there's throwback stuff. Roku channels back there. You can hang out and just relax. I've brought a couple friends back there and they just have a smile on their face when they leave, because it's just like being a kid again. So you work, you get serious about work, then you go back and you unwind and you have fun. And yeah, there is coffee included. That's free coffee. There's stuff in the fridge sometimes, like up above the fridge, there was like coffee cakes and stuff like that. So if you're there in the morning, you can get free, you know, little snacks, things like that. Todd Kennedy, by the way, he is very high spirited. Stuff doesn't get him down. He loves to have fun, but he likes to do business too. And that's what that AOS is about. It's really just like him. I think it's a building version of Todd Kennedy.
If I was a building, I would be like Todd Kennedy.
So With AOS, you can book your tour and just go take a look at the place. And I will tell you that the community room starts at $200. And the office space, you'll have to ask about that. There's a secure office, private office space. It's not like people just walk in. It's all behind locked door, and you have to invite people over.
You have to have access. You have to get invited. We're in two separate parts of Alton. Your space is in East Alton.
East Alton.
And I'm in North Alton. I guess this is what it is. I'm not from here, so I don't know where I am. I just know I'm on Center Drive, North Center Drive. And we are two different entities collaborating, building each other's up, talking about our spaces that we love so much.
And it takes people to just think bigger. You know, I honestly, I've been around this area for a long time, and it's like I go to St. Louis to be creative. I go to St. Louis to do professional work. And it's frustrating to me that I have to go to St. Louis and drive just to be where I want to be in my professional career. And it's like, if you find that you're kind of at that point where you just don't want to do that anymore, you don't want to drive anymore, you know, create your own business over here. And if it's, you're in creative, you know, today creativity is at its peak because technology has made it so possible for all of us to do this. I mean, the fact that we're here in this studio, which would be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the past, is at your fingertips right now. Like with my digital camera that I have, is a 4K digital camera. It is about $1,500. But it shoots like a camera that would have been $15,000 to $30,000 about 10 years ago.
See,
and that's what's amazing about it. And the fact that, you know, unfortunately, what happens is your crews get smaller, and that's the thing with the technology. Your crews get smaller. You know, like I can shoot something, and with maybe one other person, two other people, which would have taken 10 people in the past. And it is true that that's happened. But if you find the people that you get along well with, and you find that you could do bigger projects together, then that's where this kind of situation comes in to play, is where you get the alternative office space or you get this place over here. You can all collaborate on projects that are larger than you and share in the wealth with your clients. Instead of, you know, sometimes that happens, and this is not an environment for it, neither is alternative office space. I've seen it in St. Louis before. At a place I will not mention.
No free plugs, okay?
Yeah, well, it's not a free plug. It's kind of a negative. People get together and they go, it's my client, but they're supposed to be in a community area, and they end up hiring their friends that are, you know, a different city, and they hired somebody else that is a friend that's got a place at their house and stuff. It's like, wait a minute. You know, you've got all these professionals in this building. Why would you do that? You know, it's like because they're comfortable with them. So You really don't want any lone rangers in places like this. You want to find people that you can work with and that do a great job together and that work well together. And that way, again, just like I said, everybody can share and not be like, I'm the sole producer of this project and what I say goes and nobody else can.
I love your voiceover work right now. Like just the personality that you just said with that.
Okay. You want me to say it right now?
Say it.
Alternative office space is unlike any office experience in the area.
See? Like, yeah. Okay.
AOS, book your tour today.
See, I love it, you guys. I love it. Guys and girls, whoever's listening,
my,
image. Craft agency is your way to go for voiceover work, for production, for anything that the site like lists that they do. I support it.
We do a lot of things.
Dude, that's why I said, that's why I didn't even want to list it, because I'm like, I don't want to miss anything or give anything more credit than others. So right. Definitely go to imagecraftagency.com with a K, y'all. Imagecraft with a K.
Well, and I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. But hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you what's going to be in the next podcast. I'm going to have to record another one. We'll have to do that another time. But in the next podcast, the one thing I've been working on for quite a while, and for some reason, I cannot seem to finish it. I've recorded this multiple times in my car, and I'm like, the audio is horrible. But the next time, we will be doing website production, website packages, search engine optimization, all those things that you wanted to know about when it comes to doing a website. We've got the answers here at Crafting an Image right here on this podcast. My name is James Scheffel with the Image Craft Agency. We'll see you next time.